More now on the career of Ted Stevens, the longest-serving Republican ever to sit in the Senate. He was appointed to fill a vacancy in 1968 and remained there for 40 years until, as we just heard, he was found guilty of violating federal ethics laws in 2008. Shortly afterwards, Stevens was defeated for re-election. NPR's Brian Naylor has this remembrance.
Ted Stevens was not a big man, a fact he well knew and could joke about. He was often seen on the Senate floor wearing a goofy Incredible Hulk tie. But he wielded outsized clout, usually on behalf of his vast state. During his 40 years in the Senate, he held an impressive number of titles, which he recounted in his farewell speech to the chamber in 2008.
Chair of the Rules Committee, Chair of the Government Affairs Committee, Chair of the Appropriations Committee, and Chair of the Commerce Committee.
A native of Indiana, Stevens first served his country as an Army Air Corps pilot in World War II. After the war, he got a law degree from Harvard, helping pay tuition by selling his blood and working as a bartender. He moved to Alaska in the early 1950s, working at a Fairbanks law firm. He served as U.S. attorney, worked in the Interior Department, and won election as a state legislator. After two unsuccessful campaigns for the job, Stevens was appointed to the Senate in 1968. His career was nearly cut short by an earlier plane crash at the Anchorage airport in 1978 that killed his first wife. In the Senate, Stevens was a tireless advocate of developing Alaska's natural resources, chief among them oil. He fought many battles over exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
We're talking about 1.5 million acres on the Arctic Plain that was set aside in 1980 for the purpose of oil and gas exploration. It is not wilderness. Anyone who comes to this floor and says this is drilling wilderness is a liar, a liar.
Though infamous for his fiery temper and often cranky demeanor, Stevens was not strongly partisan. He was first and foremost an appropriator. He once said Alaska had been left out of a lot of things, and his job was to close the gap. He secured funds for Alaska's rural medical clinics, highways, military bases, port facilities, and public broadcasting. He was a favorite target of anti-earmark lawmakers, many from his own party. It was a conflict that climaxed with a bridge he supported for Ketchikan, Alaska, in 2005, which became known as the Bridge to Nowhere. But Stevens was unapologetic.
I'm guilty of asking the Senate for pork and proud of the Senate for giving it to me.
But the money-power exchange would also prove Stevens' political undoing. After a 2-year-long investigation, Stevens was found guilty in October 2008 of 7 ethics violations, among them signing false Senate financial disclosure forms, hiding some $250,000 in gifts between 1999 and 2006, most related to renovations at Stevens' Alaska home. The verdict came weeks before the November election, which he lost by fewer than 4,000 votes to the Democratic mayor of Anchorage, Mark Begich. Stevens appealed his conviction, and in April of the next year, the new attorney general, Eric Holder, found evidence of prosecutorial misconduct in the Stevens case and promptly ordered the charges against Stevens dismissed. The now former senator had little to say.
Tell them all I'm going to enjoy this wonderful day, that's all.
In his farewell speech to the Senate, Stevens said his motto was, in his words, to hell with politics, just do what's right for Alaska. And every day, he said, he tried to live up to those words. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.